Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. This podcast is made possible thanks to donations from listeners, the premium service that I offer, and support from my sponsors. Usually that's iTalki, which I tell you about briefly at the start of episodes like this. I usually mention iTalki because I think it's useful. I think it's a useful service for my audience. You get plenty of listening practice from me, and you can have plenty of speaking practice on iTalki. It's a platform that helps you find qualified one-to-one teachers for online lessons or conversations, which could be a good option at the moment if you're stuck at home and you have time on your hands. And when you find the person that suits you, you can easily book some one-to-one lessons, which are then done on Skype or Zoom. So you don't need to leave the house. It's very flexible and convenient. And when you do buy some talking time, iTalki will send you a voucher for a free lesson, but only if you use my link, which is teacherluke.co.uk/talk, or click an iTalki logo on my website. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Luke's English Podcast. I very much hope that you're doing okay out there on planet Earth during this weird and difficult time. Thank you for recent comments and messages that you've sent to me. I'm very glad to be able to continue doing this podcast during the lockdown. Let's hope I can keep up this routine and the podcast can carry on as normal. By the way, little announcement about the next episode of Jill's Book Club. Yes, Jill's Book Club. The first episode of Jill's Book Club was in episode 653, but I'm now just mentioning the next one. And in that, we will be talking about a book called A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles. Amor Towles is the name of the author. The book is called A Gentleman in Moscow. That's the book we will be talking about next time. And I'm telling you now, in case you'd like to read the book before you listen to us talking about it. Okay, A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles. It's also available as an audiobook with audible.com. And remember, you can visit audibletrial.com/teacherluke to get that book free as part of a 30-day trial with Audible. So I'm not sure when the next episode of Jill's Book Club will be. It'll probably be in June, at least, if not later. So you've got, you know, a good like 2 to 3 months to read A Gentleman in Moscow if you'd like to. So there you go. Just a heads up about the next episode of Jill's Book Club. We'll be talking about A Gentleman in Moscow. So you could read it in advance or you could listen to the audiobook. But you don't have to. I mean, I think that you'd still be able to enjoy listening to us talking about the book, even if you haven't read it. But anyway, there you go. Just a little heads up about the next episode of Jill's Book Club. Now, let's move on to this episode that you're listening to right now. This is number 656, and it is called British Comedy, Carl Pilkington's Monkey News, The Ricky Gervais Show. Okay, so this episode should be a bit of fun and is a chance to listen to a native English speaker from Manchester, to get familiar with that accent, to understand and enjoy some humour, and also to learn some natural English phrases in the process. Okay. So what are the aims of this episode? My objectives for this episode are, first of all, to help you understand a funny story in English. And I want you to be able to understand it to the same level as a native English speaker. Meaning, well, whether you'll find it funny or not is kind of a matter of opinion. But anyway, I want you to be able to understand all of it like I do. Another aim is to help you become more familiar with a Manchester accent, that sort of Mancunian, you might call it, and to practice listening to colloquial speech in English, and also to learn vocabulary various vocabulary, but especially vocab relating to working on a building site and more. Okay, so you're going to listen to a very stupid story told by a bloke called Carl Pilkington. Some of you will already be aware of Carl Pilkington. Most of you will probably be aware of Ricky Gervais, at least. And those of you who are fans of his may well be familiar with Carl Pilkington already. So I need to just explain a couple of things now, just to give you some context before we listen to the story. Okay, I'll try not to go on for too long here because we really need to just get to the story. But anyway, so Monkey News. Monkey News was a section of the Ricky Gervais show. Okay, it was like part of the Ricky Gervais show. Something that happened in episodes of The Ricky Gervais Show. So what's The Ricky Gervais Show? So The Ricky Gervais Show was a radio show originally. It was first broadcast on XFM, which is a radio station based in London. So Ricky Gervais and his writing partner, Stephen Merchant, they used to have their own radio show back in the early noughties. The noughties, that's the 2000s. We call them the noughties, actually, kind of as a little joke, because naughty also means like doing things you shouldn't be doing. Like, oh, don't be naughty. Like a child, you'd say that a child is naughty if they're doing the wrong thing. Anyway, the Ricky Gervais show was on the radio in the early noughties, and it was also turned into a podcast. It was published as a podcast after by The Guardian Unlimited, their website. And it was one of the first podcasts, really, or the first well-known podcast, the Ricky Gervais podcast. It was a record-breaking podcast. I think it's in the Guinness Book of Records. The Ricky Gervais podcast. So in 2006, the Ricky Gervais podcast was ranked the number one podcast in the world. It appeared in the 2007 Guinness Book of Records for the world's most downloaded podcast, having gained an average of 261,670 downloads per episode during its first month, which is an extraordinary record. So anyway, the Ricky Gervais podcast was very, very well known back in the early days of podcasting. And so what was the content of the Ricky Gervais show or the Ricky Gervais podcast? Basically, it was Ricky Gervais and his writing partner, Stephen Merchant, doing a radio show. But they used to invite Carl Pilkington onto the show with them. And eventually what happened is that the Ricky Gervais podcast, let's call it, was really about the three of them talking together. And after they did the radio show, they did more and more podcasts and they released audiobooks and stuff. And also they did some videos and things that went on YouTube and stuff. So Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington talking together. I think you know Ricky Gervais, but let me just explain anyway. He is the guy who is famous for appearing in The Office, the UK version of The Office. Also, Ricky Gervais wrote and acted in Extras and other shows like Life's Too Short, Derek, and Afterlife. You also may know Ricky Gervais from his stand-up comedy shows like big shows that he's done on Netflix. What are some of the names of his stand-up comedy shows? There was like Animals and Science and Fame. And then more recently, oh God, I can't remember. It doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter. Okay. Anyway, you might know Ricky Gervais from his stand-up. And of course, you may well know Ricky Gervais because he hosted the Golden Globes a few times. And he hilariously made fun of Hollywood celebrities when he hosted the Golden Globes, right? So Ricky Gervais, most people know who he is, I think. Stephen Merchant is the other guy that you'll hear. And he was Ricky Gervais' writing partner. They worked together on The Office. They also worked together on Extras and Life's Too Short. And then Ricky and Stephen kind of parted company, I think. And after that, Stephen Merchant has done other projects himself, other bits of writing and acting and stuff like that. Carl Pilkington, on the other hand, was never really a writer or comedian. He was just a bloke who worked for XFM, the radio station. I think that that Ricky and Steve first met Carl at XFM because Carl was assigned to work with Ricky and Steve as their producer. So Carl is, you know, just someone who was a producer, basically, so not a comedian or writer. But I think that Ricky and Steve were so fascinated and entertained by Carl that they invited him onto the show, and he was a regular contributor. And when I say fascinated and entertained, I don't mean that that Carl was like telling jokes all the time and making them laugh. It's more like they were fascinated in Carl as a specimen or something. As if you know the way you might be fascinated with something if you discover it. Like if you were an explorer, a botanist or something, and you were exploring the jungle and you discovered a monkey that could talk, and you would find that fascinating. To interact with it, to try and work out how intelligent it is, to try and get its opinions on things. So they were fascinated and entertained with him in that kind of way. That they were, like, particularly Ricky, were slightly obsessed with Carl, just trying to work out what was going on in his head and to encourage him to talk about certain big topics. Like, they used to ask him about things like science and religion and philosophy and things, and they would just try and... It was just fascinating to see what Carl would say about these things. Because the thing about Carl Pilkington is that he's just a really ordinary bloke, but also not a very educated guy. And he's like really Mancunian. So he's got like this sort of like Mancunian voice like that. You know, like he's very down to earth, sort of a bit simple. I don't mean to say stupid. I don't think he is stupid, but he's just a very straightforward, down to earth, sort of simple bloke like that, who just has like really uneducated, simple views on the world. That's the first impression you get. But as you explore Carl's mind, you realise that he's actually really intelligent and he's got a unique outlook on things. And so anyway, the appeal of listening to the Ricky Gervais podcast was listening to Ricky and Steve sort of ask Carl questions and then react to the things he's said. And sometimes they would be fascinated by it. Sometimes they would find it ridiculous. Ricky Gervais would occasionally laugh out loud at the things that Carl has said. He would laugh out loud at the things Carl said, but sometimes he would be angry with Carl for expressing stupid, uneducated views. And it was more like they were just sort of, just fascinated by him. Monkey News then was a section of the Ricky Gervais show where Carl told a story. Okay, now it was presented as news, as if Carl had, I don't know where he got the information, but Carl had sort of heard some news about something involving a monkey, and he was reporting this news. Okay, but actually it's just Carl telling a stupid story. It's hard to know where Carl got these stories from. Did he make them all up? Did he just hear something? Did he read something in the news and sort of misunderstand it? And then when he retold it, it just became this kind of weird tale? I don't know. It's hard to know. But anyway, Monkey News was just like Carl telling a story about a monkey. Although actually, they always involved a chimpanzee. And a chimpanzee is an ape, not a monkey, in fact. Right, it's worth making that point. Do you get the idea? I think we just need to listen to it. I mean, it's tricky here because I'm thinking I need to explain context in order to help you get this, because if otherwise you might not. But you know, what can I do? I can only do my best. So I should say that this will probably be difficult. We're going to listen to one of the stories from Monkey News right now. And this will probably be difficult. You should know that this will be quite hard to understand, depending on your level of English. This is probably because of Carl's Mancunian accent, which I totally understand, but which you might find to be quite alien. But it's not alien. Manchester is one of the biggest and most major cities in the UK, of course, and a lot of people speak like Carl, more or less. So if you don't understand it, it's not because of Carl, it's not because of the way he's speaking, it's just because you're not familiar with it, okay, I would say. Another reason it might be difficult for you is because you're hearing this fresh without having heard Ricky, Stephen and Carl speaking together before. So it might be difficult for you to kind of just keep up with the rhythm, the pace of their conversation. Also, the sound quality is not 100% perfect. It sounds like it was processed when it was uploaded to YouTube. And so the quality is a little bit sketchy, but it's all right. It's loud enough. It's just, it sounds a bit compressed. So you'll hear Ricky and Steve interjecting with little comments. You'll hear Ricky laughing out loud with his characteristic laugh, a bit like Paul Taylor. And you might think, why is he laughing? He's laughing at nothing. What's the matter with him? Well, resist the temptation to jump to those conclusions. You might just be missing some details. Okay, so you might be completely lost the first time you listen, but stick with it and I will break everything down so that you can understand it all like me. So it's time to listen to the story. What's going on? That's your task. Just what's going on? What are the main events? Now, the main character in this story is a builder. A builder is a person who builds buildings. Okay? That's what builders do. They build buildings. So the main character in the story is a builder. So you can imagine a man who works on a construction site, a man who works on a building site. He's got the yellow hard hat. Okay? So that just a little bit of context there. It's about a guy on a building site, a builder. Okay? So what are the main events of the story? What's going on? What does the builder do? And what does he see? Okay, now then, let's get stuck into this. See if you can keep up. Don't worry if you don't understand everything, because I will explain it all afterwards. Here we go.
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news you.
It was this bloke who was a builder.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And you know what builders are like. They sort of move about, don't they, from sort of building to building, just building.
Well, yeah, well, once they've built it, the building's down and they move on to build some more.
Building to building, just building, yeah.
So he goes to his next job and that, right?
Who does? The builder?
The builder.
Yep.
He goes to, like, the boss. New building. The boss of this building, who's building it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And he says what unto him?
Do you need anything building?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he says, yeah, yeah, there's plenty of work and that going about.
Yep.
He says, we're working on this one here. He said, get going on it, like, there's your bricks and your cement and stuff, get on with it.
Yeah.
So the so
any plans?
So
nah.
Just build.
Just start building.
Yeah. Go up.
They're getting on with it and stuff, it's all going well.
Right? Yep.
But he notices that there's someone working high up, right, on okay. the top bit.
Sure.
Because, do you know, like, there's girders and stuff on these big
yeah.
buildings?
Yeah. And he's still building the bottom bit,
and
which
he's
is
still,
weird.
Yeah, well, that's the way they do it there, apparently, just to sort of speed it up, work from top to middle, from top to bottom.
Sure, that's and that's where that's in imaginary land.
We've so put anyway. The spire on, now we better do the foundations,
yeah.
and then put some stuff in the middle to keep it up there.
So anyway, he's saying to, like, the other workers, he's going, who's that up there?
Who's that up
like,
there?
He's yeah. working on his own.
What, the little fella, was he?
And,
the little hairy fella up there.
He's the little hairy fella up there with the hard hat.
And the other fellas are going, look, you know, don't ask questions, you know, the boss decides who he takes on, we're happy to be getting paid here.
Yeah. Well, I'll see him when he comes down.
So he said, well, he's pretty impressive, you know, the work rate he's doing, the way he's getting from one girder to the other.
Swinging, is he?
He doesn't seem to be scared of the heights or anything. He said, no, just let him get on with it, you know, we work well as a team. Lunchtime comes, they're all sat there, sat on a little wall, having the sandwiches, he's just thinking he'll come down in a bit. He's just carrying on.
Is he? Just still going?
Still going on that, right?
Mm.
So the fella says to the boss man, he says, isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch? He said, like I said, mate, don't worry about him, right?
Yeah.
So he said, oh, anyway, you've reminded me that he's up there. He said, he's doing a lot of riveting and stuff up there. He probably needs some more nuts to,
Right, sure, and what kind of nuts is that? Is that nuts to food, or...?
So he said, what, nuts? He said, yeah, just, there's a bag full of them there. Just put them on the hook, send them up, and he can get on with his job. So anyway, he picks these nuts up.
Nuts, right? Yep.
Just hooks them on. He thinks they're not that heavy,
no.
considering, you know, I mean, they're normally pretty heavy, aren't they? Like, nuts
big
and bolts
bag of nuts,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, he has a little glance in.
Oh, no, what's in there?
Nuts.
What, you mean nuts that you can eat?
Nuts that you can eat.
Oh.
Right? So they send the bag up, and he's thinking, what's all that about? He checks him out, starts to stare, works it out. You can see that is a little chimp running about. So he goes, I'm not happy with this.
Why isn't he?
Yeah.
He said, all them
out
there.
Is the boss sitting in a tyre?
He said, all them lot out there might not be wise to what's going on here. He said, but I've clocked it. And you're sending notes up to it. It's a monkey, it's not on. So he goes, look, you know, we're just all trying to earn a living here. He said, don't get involved in it. I'm happy to pay you, but I'm paying him. Don't interfere.
He's paying him?
And he's saying, look, I'm just not happy with this. It's not allowed. So the boss was saying, well,
we pay peanuts, we get monkeys.
He said, to be honest, mate, you know, he's a great worker. He's known for doing what he does. He's a good grafter. If one of you's gonna go, right, I'm afraid I'll have to let you go because he's been here longer than that.
Yeah.
He was made redundant.
None of that happened.
He was laid off.
None of that happened.
He's laid off and that. And that's where that saying about, you know, like there's a lot of tower blocks and that in America. It's not like the chimp off the old block. Is where. So that's monkey news.
Okay. So how are you? Are you all right? Are you okay? What do you think? Now, some of you might have had a little chuckle. Some of you might be laughing out loud. I don't know. Some of you might be completely confused. Let me try and clarify. So here's basically what happened there. So a man gets a new job on a building site. He's a builder. He gets a new job on a building site. And he is just told by the boss, he's told to just get to work and not ask any questions. While he's working, he sees another guy working at the top of the building. You can kind of see him up at the top. I don't know how it's possible for him to actually be able to see all the way to the top of the building. But anyway, he can see the guy working up the top of the building. And this guy seems to work really, really well, which is kind of interesting. He's efficient. He doesn't take any breaks. He seems to take risks up there. And he seems to be a very hard worker. So the builder asks the other builders about this other guy, and they tell him not to worry about it. They're like, never mind, don't ask questions. All right. So then at lunch, when they have their lunch break, he notices that this guy at the top doesn't have lunch with the rest of them, except for a bucket of nuts, which is sent up to him. Peanuts, I think. So the builder starts getting very suspicious, and he asks the boss what's going on. And the boss tells him to get back to work and not ask any questions. Ultimately, the guy clocks what's going on. He realizes what's going on, and he works out that it's a chimpanzee working on the building. And then he complains. He says, "This is not on." But the boss just gives him the sack. He gets laid off. So he gets laid off. Yeah. So the boss says, "I'm going to have to let you go." So it turns out that a chimp was working on a building site, and that he was actually a more valuable worker than this experienced builder. So there you go. Well, fancy that. So that's the story in summary. But it's not, you know, it's not really about the events of the story. It's more about the way that Carl tells the story. It's Carl Pilkington, really, that's funny. So let me ask you a couple of questions. So do Ricky and Steve believe the story? Do you think they believe the story? The answer is no, they don't. They're very sceptical about it. They think it's nonsense. But they kind of let him continue. They humour him. They're like going, uh-huh, yeah, all right, and then what happened? They humour him because basically it's funny, okay? Does Carl believe that the story is true? Well, I'm not sure. I find it hard to believe that Carl really believes this. But that's the impression he's giving. He's telling this as if it's a true story. This is part of the mystery of Carl Pilkington. You don't know if he is doing it for laughs, if he's trying to make us laugh, or if he's being sincere. But certainly, Carl is telling the story as if it's true. And he's presenting this as news, like monkey news. I don't know where he got the story from. I don't know how he got this information. But there it is. It's a ridiculous story, like the kind of stupid story you would hear from a bloke in a pub. Oh, yeah, I knew a bloke once who used to work on a building site, and here's what happened, and blah, blah, blah. And turns out there was a monkey that they employed a chimpanzee on the building site, and he got the sack because he asked too many questions, the builder did. Anyway, all right, now, let me see. I need to go through some vocab. I'm going to go through the vocab now. Okay, so a bloke is just an informal British English word for a man. So I saw this bloke the other day. I saw a bloke in a pub. Okay. A builder is a person, someone who builds things, like like a construction worker. A building is the noun. That's obviously a like an apartment building or an office building or something like that. A building. To build is the verb. Okay, so these words are quite similar. The builder works on a building. The builder who was building the building. You know, it's kind of funny that you end up with words that sound the same. To get going. To get going is to start doing something. So the boss says, come on, get going. Get going on it. Meaning get started. Start doing the work. Get going. To get on with it means hurry up or to continue doing something. Come on, get on with it then. Bricks. These are the things that we use to make buildings often. They're kind of like red stone. And you know bricks, don't you? I guess so. Like my logo, the Luke's English Podcast logo, looks like a brick wall with the sign on the wall that says Luke's English Podcast. So that wall is made of bricks. The red things that are made of, what are they made of? Clay? I'm not sure. But anyway, they're bricks, the little blocks of stone which are used to make buildings often. Cement. Cement is the stuff that sticks the bricks together. So you get the bricks and you put a bit of cement between the bricks and that helps to stick all the bricks together. So bricks and cement, or sometimes known as mortar as well. Girders. Girders are metal, large metal things that would be used when making a building. So you might make the frame of the building. The framework of the building might be made from large metal girders. And, you know, those old pictures of people building skyscrapers in New York, you can see large metal girders and people sitting on the girders, eating their sandwiches high up in the sky. Girders, large metal pieces that are used, long metal pieces that are used as the framework of buildings, girders. The spire, this is another part of a building. The spire is the pointed top part of a building. Churches have spires, so the pointed roof, but also some other buildings have spires, like these large office buildings that you see in the city. Sometimes the building has a pointed top. You can call that the spire. The foundations. Foundations are the parts that go in the ground under the building. So you can't just build a building on the earth because it won't be steady. You need to create foundations. So often that means filling the ground with concrete or maybe using metal cables or metal girders into the ground to make a framework and filling that with concrete, which forms a solid foundation. So the foundations of the building. Also, you may have heard the word fella, a fella. Fella is like saying fellow, but it's another word for a bloke. Okay? Again, British English. So I met this fella, right? Or I met this bloke. So a fella or a bloke. To take someone on means to give someone some work, to employ someone. Okay? For example, you might say, so we've got a new construction job and we need to take on 50 new people to help build this building. Okay, so yeah, we've decided to take him on, meaning we've decided to employ him, give him a job. Okay, so the work rate. Work rate means the speed at which someone works. Okay, so a really good work rate would mean a really high speed of working. Okay, like I think in Japan, I don't know about everywhere, but just speaking from experience, in Japan, they've got a pretty high work rate when it comes to construction work. I just know that from just 2 years of living there. I remember that they did loads of construction in the area where I used to live, and I was very surprised at how quickly they put these buildings up. The work rate was amazing. Another example of a good work rate in Japan is after the earthquakes, you know, when there was the Fukushima disaster, a lot of damage to infrastructure, a lot of roads got damaged and stuff. And because of the excellent work rate, they repaired the damage. They had the roads back to normal within a matter of days. It was amazing in some cases, not in every case. So the work rate, to have a high work rate or a good work rate. To be scared of heights. Heights. Heights means high places. Okay. High is the adjective and height is the noun. And heights, to be scared of heights, that's when you get vertigo. If you're in a high place, you might feel suddenly scared, like, oh, you get dizzy and you feel sick. You would say that you're scared of heights. Riveting is a verb, to rivet something. Rivets are a bit like nails, I suppose. Rivets are things that are metal pieces that we use to attach things to other things. If you wear a pair of jeans, like denim jeans, like Levi's jeans, jeans have got rivets in them. These metal, they're like metal pins that hold parts of the jeans together. But also, if you're making a building, you would use rivets to attach the, you know, metal pieces together. They're like sort of strong metal pins, you could say. Rivets. We also have an adjective, riveting. If something is riveting, it means it's fascinating. Like you're completely stuck to it. You're completely attached to it. You're riveted to it. So like this TV show is riveting. Or, you know, this is riveting stuff, Luke, on Luke's English Podcast. This episode of Luke's English Podcast is absolutely riveting, I hope you are thinking. Nuts. Okay, nuts. There's a double meaning with nuts. So there's nuts that you eat, like peanuts, and also nuts and bolts. And these are also metal parts that are used when building things. Nuts and bolts. So a bolt is like a thick, like a rivet, but a thick metal screw, and the nut is the thing that it screws into. So let's say if you're building some IKEA furniture, let's say you might have a bolt, and you have to screw the bolt into a hole, and then on the other side you need a nut, and so the bolt screws into the nut. So you use a pair of pliers to hold the nut in place, and then you would use maybe perhaps a screwdriver, or maybe another, maybe a spanner, to tighten the. This is complicated. This is difficult to explain. Can you try and explain it? It's hard. So, let me think. So, if I'm trying to, skateboard, right? Let's say I'm putting a skateboard together. Is this a good example? Nuts and bolts. Anyway, metal pieces that help you to put things together. So a bolt is like a thin, it's like a small cylinder with a thread on it, so you can screw it in. But in order to turn it, you need a spanner, which is like that thing that clamps onto the bolt, and then you move the spanner and it helps to turn the spanner. Oh God, this is a nightmare. Nuts and bolts. Why would it be so difficult? They're made of metal. The bolt is like a little... It's not a screw, right? A screw is what you would use to... if you're making... Okay. If you're trying to fit a mirror on a wall, okay? You're trying to attach a mirror or a TV to a wall... You drill some holes in the wall, and then you put the TV where you want it to go, and you'd use screws, and you screw those screws into the holes, right? You get a screwdriver, and you turn the screws, and because the screws have got a thread, they go into the wall slowly, and then that's it. You've fixed your TV to the wall. But nuts and bolts, so bolts are bigger than screws. They're thicker, and they don't have the pointed end on them. They've got a flat end. But they are... threaded, which means that they've got that the lines on that go round and round and round. But you can't use a screwdriver with a bolt. You need something else. You need a spanner. In some countries you call it an English key. I don't know why. Anyway, a spanner, it fits onto the bolt, and then you can turn the spanner, and that turns the bolt, okay? And the bolt is attached with a nut. The nut is the little like a little ring. Which also you can hold with a spanner. And so you turn the bolt, and the bolt goes into the nut, and you can fix things together like that. Oh my God, that was so difficult. So that's nuts and bolts, okay? Okay, now to hook something. You know the word hook. A hook is something you would use to hang a picture on a wall. You would fix the hook onto the wall, either with a nail or a screw, and then you hang the picture on the hook. Also, if you go fishing, you need a hook in order to catch the fish, right? The hook is the bit that gets caught in the fish's mouth. That's a hook. On a building site, they have cranes, don't they? And they have, in order to move stuff around, they have a crane with maybe a huge cable or huge rope. And on the end of that rope or cable, there would be a large metal hook, and you can hook stuff onto it, and then you can then move stuff up to the top of the building or move stuff around, and it hangs on the hook. So the verb would be to hook something on. So, for example, if you've got a big container full of nuts and bolts, you would hook that onto the end of the rope, and then it could be pulled up to the top of the building, okay, to hook something on. Check someone out is a phrase meaning to look at someone. All right, so if you can see someone on the building site, you're like, who is that person up there? And you might check them out, meaning have a look. Okay. Also, if you fancy someone, if you see someone that you find really attractive, you might have a look at them. Or look at her. It's like, are you checking me out? to stare would be to look very intensely. To look at something for a long time. Like, look at that guy over there. Look at him. Like, don't stare. It's rude. It's rude to stare. So stare. Attire. Attire is the rubber part of a wheel. It goes round the wheel of a car. Right? You know, a car. Picture a car. Right? There you go. You can see it in your mind's eye. The wheels of the car. They've got black rubber things that go around the wheels. Full of air. Those are tyres, okay? It's mentioned because in the zoo, sometimes they use tyres. They hang tyres from trees and things so that monkeys or apes can play with the tyres, and they sit in the tyres and swing from them, don't they? Okay, that's a tyre. To be wise to what's going on. Like, I know what's going on here. You've got a chimpanzee working on this building site, haven't you? I know what's going on. I'm wise to what's going on. If you're wise to what's going on, it means you know what's going on. Know something that maybe is being kept secret. It's like, I've worked it out. I'm wise to what's going on, meaning I know what's happening. Okay? To clock something. To clock something is to notice something or realize something. Okay? So he clocked it, meaning he noticed. Okay? We're going to hear that again. It's not on. It's just not on. It's not on. Means it's unacceptable. It's not right. It's not correct. It's not acceptable. This is not on. Meaning I don't agree with this situation. And you might say, don't get involved. Meaning don't become part of this. Don't become part of this situation. Just stay out of it. Don't get involved. Don't interfere. Meaning don't get involved. Don't interfere. It's none of your business. You might say. Interfere. He says, just Googling it, just because I want to give you a pithy definition of interfere. To intervene, to intrude on the affairs of other people, to intrude on other people's business. All right? Don't interfere. Don't get involved. It's none of your business. Okay? You may have heard the phrase, you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. Now, this is a saying in English, and it means that if you pay someone a low wage, then you'll probably get, they probably won't do proper work for you. If you're a listener to Luke's English Podcast Premium, you'll already know this one because it came up in the recent premium episode that I did. You pay peanuts, you get monkeys, which is basically like saying if you pay people a low wage, if you don't pay them very much money, then they won't do very good work for you. They'll do a crappy job, because ultimately you pay peanuts, you get monkeys, don't you? Okay, a good grafter. Graft is another word for work. It's a noun. Okay, I did a full day's graft. That's a noun. To graft is also a verb. I've been grafting all day long. And a good grafter, so a grafter is someone who works. So if someone is a good grafter, it means they work hard. It's kind of an informal slang word, okay? So graft, the noun, to graft, the verb, and a grafter is someone who works, okay? He's a good grafter, means he works hard. You know, Luke, don't, you know, to be honest with you, Luke, you're a good grafter, okay? So I'm going to keep you on. Meaning I'm not going to let you go. You're going to be able to keep your job. To let someone go means to essentially fire someone. Okay, look, I'm sorry, but it's kind of like a last in, first out situation. I know you're a good grafter, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go because, you know, we don't have enough. Frankly, I haven't got enough money to pay everyone. So I'll pay you this month's wages, but then starting in May, I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go. So meaning I can't give you a job anymore. You're fired, essentially. Okay, to be made redundant is the same thing as when someone is let go, not because they've done something wrong, but just because the company has to get smaller because they need to save money. And so some people's jobs get cut. Some people get made redundant. To be laid off is another one, right? He got laid off. I'm going to have to lay him off. Thousands of workers have been laid off to be laid off, okay? And then finally, the expression, a chip off the old block. A chip off the old block is a phrase in English. If someone is a chip off the old block, it basically means they are exactly like either their mum or dad. So if you say he's a chip off the old block, means he's just like his dad. So a block would be like a block of wood. And a chip off that block is like a piece of wood that's come off that larger block of wood. It's a chip off the old block. It just means that the child is exactly like its parent. Okay. Oh, how are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? This has become much heavier than I thought. I mean, it's the age-old thing of, you know, explaining a joke is like dissecting a frog. It's possible to learn something, but the frog dies in the process. In this case, the monkey, or the chimpanzee, in fact. Okay, now let's... What are we going to do now? I'm going to play the audio to you again, but we're going to break it down. So this is where we go through it bit by bit, and I'm going to just kind of explain every little bit as we go. Okay, so here we go.
Oh, chimpanzee that, monkey news ya.
Right, oh, chimpanzee that. So this is just Ricky's stupid jingle that he made for the monkey news segment of his show. And, oh, chimpanzee that. Now, that's a joke on the phrase, oh, fancy that. So fancy that is like what you would say when you hear some kind of surprising news. Not surprising, like interesting news, unexpected, curious news. Not normally personal news, but normally like news about something that's happened in the world or a fact about the world that you find surprising and maybe even difficult to believe. It's like, well, fancy that, eh? You know, oh, it's a crazy world, isn't it? For example, I might say to you, did you know that in Japan they have a train station? There's a train station in Japan that is run by cats. That's right. They employ cats. I don't know if they pay them. Maybe they do. Paid them in milk. Not that cats drink milk. But anyway, there's a train station in Japan and they employ cats to run the train station. So there's a train station that's run completely by cats and apparently they do a really good job. There you go. And you might go, well, fancy that. Meaning that's funny, isn't it? That's interesting. Funny, peculiar. Funny meaning strange. Ooh, chimpanzee that. Monkey news. So it's not fancy that, it's chimpanzee that. All right.
Oh, chimpanzee that. Monkey news, yeah.
It was this bloke who was a builder.
Right. There was this bloke who was a builder. So you can hear his like Mancunian accent, right? There was this bloke who was a builder. The thing that you've got to imagine with Carl is that when he speaks, it's like his mouth stays open like that. He doesn't close his mouth when he stops speaking. That's just like the way Carl speaks like that. He keeps his mouth sort of hangs open, which kind of gives the impression that he's like a bit thick, he's a bit stupid, but he's not really. It's just that he's just never been taught not to keep his mouth open. So there was this bloke, right? It was a builder. Okay.
Oh, chimpanzee that, monkey news, yeah.
It was this bloke who was a builder.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And you know what builders are like. They sort of move about, don't they, from sort of building to building, just building.
You know what builders are like. They sort of move about, don't they? Don't they? But it's not don't they. In his Mancunian accent, it's like, don't they? You know what builders are like. They sort of move about, don't they? From building to building to building, just building.
You know what builders are like. They sort of move about, don't they? From
don't they?
From sort of building to building, just building.
They move about from building to building, just building. Which is quite funny already. They move from building to building, just building. Okay.
Well, yeah, well, once they've built it, the building's done and they move on to build some more.
Building to building, just building, yeah.
So, once they've built it, the building's done and they just move on. Okay.
So he goes to his next job and that, right?
He goes to his next job and that, right? And that, which is an interesting thing. You do hear a lot of people in the UK doing that. So, and that, meaning, oh, what does that mean? He goes to his next job and that. So, and that is like sort of saying, and so on, or et cetera, and stuff like that, right? So what would I say? He goes to his next building and stuff, right? So I'd say, so what have you done today? Well, you know, I had my breakfast and that. Like I had my breakfast and so on. Or I had my breakfast and got ready and that. Meaning I had my breakfast, I got ready, and all the other things that you normally do at the beginning of the day, like I had a shower, brushed my teeth. I had my breakfast and got ready and that. I had my breakfast and got ready and that, meaning etc.
Built it, the building's done and they move on to build some more.
Building to building, just building, yeah. So he goes to his next job and that, right?
Who does, the builder?
The builder.
Yep.
He goes to like the boss, new building. The boss of this building, who's building it.
He goes to the boss of this building, who's building it. The boss of this building, who's building it. So the who's goes with the whole phrase, boss of this building. He goes to the boss of this building, who's building it. It's just quite funny, the repetition of the word building, which is, in fact, grammatically correct every time, but there's just something funny about it. Don't you think?
No, Luke, it's not funny at all.
You might be thinking, oh dear, sorry.
Builder.
Yep.
He goes to, like, the boss.
New building.
The boss of this building, who's building it.
Right. The boss of this building, who's building it. It's not who's building it, but who's. So, like, with Carl's Mancunian voice, right, he doesn't say who's or H's at the beginning of words often cut, all right? So he'd be like, hello, I'm Carl, so I'm the boss of this building, who's building it, right? You know what I mean? Like, we just build buildings and that. That's just the way he speaks like that.
Okay, yeah. And he says what unto him?
Do you need anything building?
Okay.
It's just, again, good phrase. Do you need anything building? So, do you need anything doing? Because we do have need plus something plus ing, don't we? Like, do you need anything doing? Yeah, my kitchen needs repainting, right? My bike needs fixing. See what I mean? So, you might go to the boss of the building, the man who's building the building, and he'd say, do you need anything building?
All right, yeah. So, anyway... So he says, yeah, yeah, there's plenty of work and that going about.
Yeah, there's plenty of work and that going about. Meaning there's plenty of work and there's plenty of work available. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of work and that going about.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he says, yeah, yeah, there's plenty of work and that going about.
Yep.
He says, we're working on this one here.
We're working on this one here. We're working on this one here. We're working on this one here. There's plenty of work and that going about. Yeah, we're working on this one here. All right.
He said, get going on it. Like, there's your bricks and your cement and stuff. Get on with it.
Yeah, there you go. Get going on it. There's your cement and bricks and stuff. Get on with it. As if the boss would do it so casually. I mean, you know, there's a lot more procedure that you need to go through. It's not just like, yeah, we're building a building, right? Just there you go. There's all this stuff you need. Get on with it. It's unlikely to have been as casual as that.
On this one here, he said, get going on it, like, there's your bricks and your cement and stuff, get on with it.
Yeah.
So any
plans? Nah. Just build.
Any plans? Nah, just build.
Just start building.
Yeah. Go up.
They're getting on with it and stuff, it's all going well.
They're getting on with it. They're getting on with it and stuff, right? It's all going well.
Right. Yep.
But he notices that there's someone working high up.
He notices. So not, also, T sounds get dropped. So it's not he notices, but he notices, right?
But he notices that...
But as well, not but. I say but. I'm from the southeast, and I speak with received pronunciation, basically, with a bit of London, maybe a bit of Midlands. But it's different to the way Carl speaks, because he's from Manchester. So...
And stuff, it's all...
He says but, and I say but, rather than but.
Going well.
Right? Yep.
But he notices...
He notices, but he notices, not but he notices, but he notices...
That there's someone working eye up.
That someone working eye up. Eye up. Not high up. So it's, again, not up, but up. And not high, but eye. So eye up. There's someone working eye up. Like there's someone working high up.
Right, on the okay. top bit.
Sure.
Because do you know, like, there's girders and stuff on these big
yeah.
buildings?
Yeah. And he's still building the bottom bit,
and
which
he's
is
still,
weird.
Yeah, well, that's the way they do it there.
So, for some reason, there's someone working up at the top, even though they're still working on the bits at the bottom. And this is this Ricky Gervais now, or Carl? I can't remember which one it is, but not being serious... Saying, yeah, we put in the foundations, then we put the stuff at the top, and then we do the bits in the middle. So he's taking the piss.
Yeah. And he's still building the bottom bit,
and
which
he's
is
still,
weird.
Yeah, well, that's the...
So the reason that this is being done is because Ricky and Steve are being sceptical. It's like funny, isn't it, that, eh? Funny that they there's someone working at the top when he hasn't even finished doing the bottom part. That's funny, isn't it? I suppose that's the way they make buildings. So they're doing that sarcastically in order to, like, play along with Carl's story, but it's their own way of saying, this is bollocks, isn't it? Like, they're taking the piss. But Carl continues to talk, to tell the story as if it's completely true. All right.
The way they do it there, apparently.
I think Carl then has to try and explain, you see. Yeah, that's just the way they do it there, right? They do it. They start with the bottom, then they do the top, and then afterwards they finish it off with the middle. Like, he has to explain that in order to try and maintain the veracity of the story.
And he's still building the bottom bit,
and
which
he's
is
still,
weird.
Yeah, well, that's the way they do it there, apparently.
That's the way they do it. Not the way they do it, but the. That's the way they do it. Right,
just to sort of speed it up, work from top to middle, from top to bottom.
Sure, that's in imaginary land.
So anyway.
Stephen Merchant goes, yeah, sure, is means kind of like, yeah, I don't believe you. It can do, yeah, sure, can mean okay, sure, but it can also be sarcastic, like yeah, sure. And where is that? Where is it? Where do they do it like that? In imaginary land. In imaginary land, meaning an unreal place in Carl's imagination.
Still, yeah, well, that's the way they do it there, apparently, just to sort of speed it up.
That's the way they do it there, just to sort of speed it up. They work from top to middle to bottom to top to bottom. It's like, what? But anyway, yeah, sure. Where's that? In imaginary land?
From top to middle, from top to bottom.
Sure, that's in imaginary land. We've put the spire on, now we better do the foundations, yeah. And then put some stuff in the middle to keep it up there.
We put the spire on, and then we do the foundations, and then we put some stuff in the middle to keep it up there.
We put the spire on, now we better do the foundations, yeah. And then put some stuff in the middle to keep it up there.
So anyway, he's saying to, like, the other workers, he's going, who's that up there?
Who's that up there?
He's working on his own.
What, the little fella, was he?
And,
the little hairy fella up there.
Who's that up there? And the others are going, what, a little fella, was it? Little hairy fella, was it? Who's that little fella?
Who's that up there?
Who's that up there?
He's working on his own.
What, the little fella, was he?
And
the little hairy fella up there.
He's the little hairy fella up there with the hard hat.
And the other fellas are going, look, you know, don't ask questions. You know, the boss decides who he takes on. We're happy to be getting paid here.
Don't ask questions, right? The boss decides who he takes on. We're happy to get paid here, right? Just don't ask questions. Just get on with it.
They're going, look, you know, don't ask questions. You know, the boss decides who he takes on. We're happy to be getting paid here.
We're happy. We're happy to be getting paid here. We're happy to be getting paid here. Look, we're happy to be getting paid here. All right? Don't ask questions.
They're going, look, you know, don't ask questions, you know.
Don't ask as well. There's that classic versus R thing. So this is a pronunciation feature that kind of divides the country between north and south. a versus r. So, for example, I say podcast, but Andy Johnson, who originally is from the north, my friend Andy, who hasn't been on the podcast for a while, he says podcast, right? I would say podcast, and Carl Pilkington would say podcast. I'd say ask, can I ask you a question? Carl would say, can I ask you a question? Right, so...
There's a little hairy fellow up there with a hard hat.
And the other fellows are going, look, you know, don't ask questions.
Don't ask questions, says Carl. I would say, don't ask questions. And he says, don't ask questions. Ask, ask.
You know, the boss decides who he takes on. We're happy to be getting paid here.
We're happy to be getting paid here.
Don't ask questions!
Yeah. Well, I'll see him when he comes down.
So he said, well, he's pretty impressive, you know, the work rate he's doing, the way he's getting from one girder to the other.
He's swinging, is he?
It's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive the way he's working, like the way he's getting from one girder to the next. It suggests that you can see him swinging from girder to girder.
Seem to be scared of the heights or anything. So no, just let him get on with it. You know, we work well as a team.
Just let him get on with it, all right? Like, don't ask questions. We work well as a team. Just get on with your job. Come on.
Lunchtime comes. They're all sat there, sat on a little wall. I'm the sandwich. He's just thinking he'll come down in a bit.
Lunchtime comes. They're all sat there, sitting on a wall, eating their sandwiches. And he's thinking, oh, he'll come down in a bit, meaning he'll come down soon, right?
He's just carrying on.
Yeah. Is he? He's just still going?
He's just carrying on. He's still going. Still working up there on the top of the building. Still building the building.
Still going on that, right?
Mm.
So the fella says to the boss man, he says, isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch?
Isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch? Lunch. So again, there's the... So we've done a and r. So I'd say ask. He says ask. But also... and as well. Like I say but, and he says but. Okay? Up and up. And I would say lunch, and Carl says lunch.
Boss man. He says, isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch?
Isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch? Isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch? Can you say that? Isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch? Come on, try and say it. Isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch? Isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch? All right.
For the boss man, he says, isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch? He said, like I said, mate, don't worry about him. Right.
Yeah. Like I said, don't worry about him. Don't worry about him. He sounds so Mancunian there, like that. Don't worry about him. All right, don't worry about him at all. You know, the Gallagher brothers are from Manchester as well, like Liam Gallagher. All right, don't worry about him at all. It's a terrible impression, but anyway.
Come down and join us for lunch. He said, like I said, mate, don't worry about him, right? Yeah. So he said, oh, anyway, you've reminded me that he's up there.
You've reminded me that he's up there. Anyway, right, you've reminded me that he's up there.
He said he's doing a lot of riveting and stuff up there.
He's doing a lot of riveting. Riveting. So you can hear the T is missing, not riveting. He's doing a lot of riveting up there. He's doing a lot of riveting up there. So he's now going to send up some nuts, right? But not the metal nuts, actually some peanuts. But the boss seems to be trying to pull the wool over this guy's eyes. It's like, oh yeah, he reminded me, he's doing a lot of riveting up there. You know, why don't you send him this bucket full of nuts?
He probably needs some more nuts to...
Right, sure. And what kind of nuts is that? Is that nuts to food or...?
So he said, what, nuts? He said, yeah, just there's a bag full of them there. Just put them on the hook, send them up, and he can get on with his job. So anyway...
Nuts. I'd say nuts. Carl says nuts.
Picks these nuts up.
Nuts,
right?
Yep.
Just hooks them on, he thinks then.
He hooks them on. Hooks them on. He picks up these nuts and he hooks them on. He picks up these nuts and he hooks them on. He picks up these nuts and he hooks them on.
Send them up and he can get on with his job. So anyway, he picks these nuts up.
Nuts,
right?
Yep.
Just hooks them on. He thinks, they're not that heavy.
No.
They're not that heavy, but they're not that heavy.
Considering, you know, I mean, they're normally pretty heavy, aren't they?
Normally pretty heavy. They're normally pretty heavy. They're normally pretty heavy, aren't they, like? They're normally pretty heavy, aren't they, like? They're normally pretty heavy, aren't they, like? Sounds like, starting to sound like Noel Gallagher now. You know what I mean? Knots, normally pretty heavy, aren't they, like? Our kid used to work on a building site. He used to say that knots are normally pretty heavy, but not these ones. Why not? They were peanuts.
Yep. Just hooks them on. He thinks they're not that heavy, no. Considering, you know, I mean, they're normally pretty heavy, aren't they? Like, nuts and bolts and stuff. Yeah. So anyway, he has a little glance in.
Oh, no, what's in there?
Nuts.
What, you mean nuts that you can eat?
Nuts that you can eat. Oh. Right? So they send the bag up, and he's thinking, what's all that about?
What's all that about? He sounds really Mancunian there. What's all that about? All that about? What's all that about? What's all that about? What's all that about? He's thinking, what's all that about?
Nuts that you can eat.
Nuts that you can eat. Oh. Right? So they send the bag up, and he's thinking, what's all that about?
It's quite sort of nasal, isn't it, Mancunian? Like that. He's thinking, what's all that about? It's like really nasal, like quite nasal, like, it's like it's coming through his nose. What's all that about?
He checks him out.
He checks him out. He checks him out. He checks him out. Him, not him. He checks him out. He checks him out. Not he checks him out. He checks him out, right.
Oh.
So they send the bag up and he's thinking, what's all that about? He checks him out. He starts to stare, works it out.
He starts to stare. He works it out. He works it out. He understands. It's a chimp.
You can see that. It's a little chimp running about. So
it's a little chimp running about. Like, now, part of the humour for this, I mean, you might not find this funny at all. Maybe this is a total disaster. I've no idea. But, you know, again, I feel compelled to do this on the podcast. And every single damn time it's the same thing, where I'm like, this will be brilliant. And then in the middle of it, I'm like, oh God, this isn't good. This is hard work. I'm sure that they don't find this funny. This is terrible. Oh God, maybe they're all going to throw their iPhones off a building. I don't know. Maybe they'll choose to listen to something else. They'll all jump ship and they'll all start listening to whatever, the Espresso English podcast or something instead. Because they're going, I don't understand all this. Like, what's he talking about? That's you. After listening to Carl Pilkington, you'll be thinking like that. Oh no, my English has gone like that. Don't worry, I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, it's important, I think, to listen to these different accents. So anyway, what was it?
Starts a stare, worked it out. You can see that it's a little chimp running about. So
you can see it's a little chimp running about.
He goes, I'm not happy with this.
Why isn't he?
I'm not happy with this, he thinks. I'm not happy. I'm not happy with this, but I'm not happy with this. With this. I'm not happy with this.
Yeah.
Said all them
is
there.
The boss sitting in a tyre?
Is the boss sitting in a tyre? Meaning, in Carl, in your story, is the boss like a, is the boss a chimpanzee sitting in a tyre? Is the boss sitting in a tyre?
So he goes, I'm not happy with this.
Why isn't he?
Yeah.
Said all them
is the boss sitting in a tyre?
He said all them lot out there, mate.
All them lot, meaning all of those lot. No, that lot, all of that lot of people, meaning them, all them lot outside.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
He said all them
is
out
the
there.
Boss sitting in a tyre?
He said all them lot out there might not be wise to what's going on here.
All them lot might not be wise to what's going on here, but I am.
He said, yeah. But I've clocked it.
I've clocked it. I've clocked it. It's a monkey. It's not on.
And you're sending nuts up to it. It's a monkey, it's not on. So he goes, look, you know, we're just all trying to earn a living here.
Look, this is the boss speaking. Look, we're all just trying to earn a living here, okay?
He said, don't get involved in it. I'm happy to pay you, but I'm paying him. Don't.
I'm happy to pay you, but I'm paying him.
Don't interfere.
Don't interfere.
He's paying him.
And he's saying, look, I'm just not happy with this. It's
look. I'm just not happy with this. You're getting the idea that the H's just, you know, fuck the H's, basically, if you're from Manchester.
But I'm paying him. Don't interfere.
He's paying him.
And he's saying, look, I'm just not happy with this. It's not allowed. So the boss was saying, well...
We pay peanuts. Mate, we get monkeys.
He said, to be honest, mate, you know, he's a great worker. He's known for doing what he does. He's a good grafter.
This is the boss's justification for keeping on the chimpanzee. He's a great worker. He's known for doing what he does, meaning he's got a good reputation. He's a good grafter, meaning he works hard.
If one of you's going to go, right?
If one of you's going to go, it's going to have to be you.
I'm afraid I'll have to let you go, because he's been here longer than that.
I'm afraid I'll have to let you go.
Yeah. He was made redundant.
None of that happened.
He was laid off.
He was laid off. Ricky Gervais is just like, none of that happened, like obviously expressing his scepticism. He was laid off.
None of that happened.
He's laid off and that. And that's where that saying about, you know, like there's a lot of tower blocks and that in America, it's like the chimp off the old block is where...
I love the way that Ricky Gervais's laugh, he actually sounds like a chimpanzee as well, which is kind of ironic. So Carl attempts to round off the story by saying, well, you know, that's where that saying comes from, the chimp off the old block. Like, what? Absolute bollocks, because it's not the chimp off the old block, it's the chip off the old, you know, as I said before, he's a chip off the old block. So Carl's going, yeah, that's where that phrase comes from, that he's a chimp off the old block. What? A block in America is like a tower block, or a block would be a section of a street. So there's no such phrase as the chimp off the old block, but oh God, I say, just dead frogs everywhere in my apartment now because of that expression. Explaining a joke is like dissecting a frog. It's possible to learn something from it, but the frog dies in the process. I can't explain that chimp off the old block thing. It's just Carl trying to make a terrible joke about the, like, he's a chip off the old block, although that phrase has nothing to do with this story. That's where that phrase comes from, isn't it? He's a chimp off the old block. Okay, you know what? Let's dig in here. Come on, let's dig in. I'm now going to go through the transcript of that whole story, but I'm going to do it in my voice. Now, this will probably suck out a lot of the humour from it, but it will basically give you a chance to hear the entire thing, but said in my voice, which I imagine you find quite easy to understand. Okay, so let me go through the whole thing and read it like me in order to help you understand it. Okay, right, so here we go. Ooh, chimpanzee that, monkey news, you f... There was this bloke who was a builder, right? Oh, yeah. And you know what builders are like. They sort of move about, don't they? From building to building, just building. Well, yeah, once they've built it, the building's done, and they move on to build some more. So he goes to his next job and that, right?
What, who does? The builder?
Yeah, the builder.
Yeah, new building.
So he goes to, like, the boss of this building who's building it.
Okay, yeah.
And what? And he says what unto him? Do you need anything building?
Okay, yeah.
So anyway, so he says, yeah, there's plenty of work and that going about. He says, we're working on this one here. He said, get going on it, like, there's your bricks and cement and stuff, get on with it.
Any plans?
Nah, just build. Just start building.
Go up.
So they're getting on with it and stuff, it's all going well. But he notices that there's someone working high up on the top bit.
Sure.
Because you know how, like, there's girders and stuff on these big buildings?
And he's still building the bottom bit, which is weird.
And he's still, well, yeah, that's the way they do it there, apparently. They just sort of speed it up, you know. They work from top to middle, from top to bottom.
Sure, and that's in imaginary land. So, yeah, we put a spire on, then we better do the foundations, then we put some stuff in the middle to keep it up there.
So anyway... He's saying, like, to the other workers, he's going, like, who's that up there?
Who's that up there?
He's working on his own. What, little fella, was he? Little hairy fella up there. Yeah, that little hairy fella up there with a hard hat. So the other fellas are going, look, you know, don't ask questions, you know. The boss decides who he takes on. We're happy to be getting paid here.
And Ricky Gervais is like, don't ask questions. We'll see him when he comes down.
So he said, well... He's pretty impressive, you know, the work rate is pretty impressive. The work that he's doing, the way he's getting from one girder to the other.
Oh, so he's swinging, is he?
He doesn't seem to be scared of the heights or anything. And he said, no, we just let him get on with it, you know, we work well as a team. Lunchtime comes, they're all sat there, sat on a little wall, having their sandwiches. He's just thinking that he'll come down in a bit, but he's just carrying on.
Is he? He's just still going, is he?
He's still going in that, right? So the fella says to the boss man, he says, isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch? He said, like I said, mate, don't worry about him, right? So he said, oh, anyway, you've reminded me that he's up there.
he's probably doing a lot of riveting and stuff up there. He probably needs some more nuts to... right, sure. What kind of nuts is that? Is that nuts the food or... So he said, what? Nuts? He says, yeah, just there's a bag full of them there. Just put them on the hook, send them up, and he can get on with his job. So anyway, he picks these nuts up. Nuts, yeah. Just hooks them on, and he thinks, that's funny, they're not that heavy considering, you know, they're normally pretty heavy, aren't they? Like nuts and bolts and stuff. Big bag of nuts, yeah. Anyway, so he has a little glance in. Oh, no. What's in there? Nuts. What, you mean nuts you can eat? Nuts you can eat. Ah. So they send the bag up, and he's thinking, what's all that about? He checks him out, starts to stare, works it out. He can see that it's a little chimp running about. So he goes, I'm not happy with this. Why isn't he? Is the boss sitting in a tire? He said, a lot of them lot out there might not be wise to what's going on here, but I've clocked it and you're sending nuts up to it. It's a monkey. It's not on. So he goes, look, you know, we're all just trying to earn a living here. He said, don't get involved in it. I'm happy to pay you, but I'm paying him. Don't interfere. He's paying him. He's saying, look, I'm just not happy with this. It's not allowed. So the boss was saying, we pay peanuts, we get monkeys. He said, to be honest, mate, you know, he's a great worker. He's known for doing what he does. He's a good grafter. If one of you is going to go, right, I'm afraid I'll have to let you go because he's no longer... I'm going to have to let you go because he's been here longer than that. Blimey, he was made redundant. None of that happened. He was laid off. None of that happened. He's laid off in that. And that's where that saying about, you know, how there's a lot of tower blocks and that in America. It's not like, you know, a chimp off the old block is where... And Ricky Gervais laughs. And that's monkey news. Oh, God. I'm feeling weird because it's very hard, as I always say, repeating myself again, it's always hard to do this without being able to see your reactions and without being able to actually explain specific things. But I should have more faith in myself. We're going to listen to it again now, one more time, to make sure that this frog is definitely dead. Now, I'm going to listen to this again because you might understand it a bit more after having done all that work. Okay, so here we go again.
Chimpanzee, that monkey news, yeah.
It was this bloke who was a builder.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And you know what builders are like. They sort of move about, don't they, from sort of building to building, just building.
Well, yeah, well, once they've built it, the building's down and they move on to build some more.
Building to building, just building, yeah.
So he goes to his next job and that, right?
Who does, the builder?
The builder.
Yep.
He goes to, like, the boss. New building. The boss of this building, who's building it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And he says what unto him?
Do you need anything building?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so he says, yeah, yeah, there's plenty of work and that going about.
Yep.
He says, we're working on this one here. He said, get going on it, like, there's your bricks and your cement and stuff, get on with it.
Yeah.
So any
plans?
Just build.
Just start building.
Yeah. Go up.
They're getting on with it and stuff, it's all going well.
Right? Yep.
But he notices that there's someone working high up. Right, on okay. The top bit.
Sure.
Because, do you know, like, there's girders and stuff on these big buildings?
Yeah.
And he's still building the bottom bit, which is still weird.
Yeah, well, that's the way they do it there, apparently, just to sort of speed it up, work from top to middle, from top to bottom.
Sure, that's in imaginary land.
We've put the spire on, now we better do the foundations, and then put some stuff in the middle to keep it up there.
So anyway, he's saying to, like, the other workers, he's going, who's that up there?
Who's that up there?
He's working on his own.
The little fella, was he?
And,
the little hairy fella up there.
He's the little hairy fella up there with the hard hat.
And the other fellas are going, look, you know, don't ask questions, you know, the boss decides who he takes on, we're happy to be getting paid here.
Yeah. Well, I'll see him when he comes down.
So he said, well, it's pretty impressive, you know, the work rate he's doing, the way he's getting from one girder to the other.
Swinging, is he?
He doesn't seem to be scared of the heights or anything. He said, no, just let him get on with it. You know, we work well as a team. Lunchtime comes, they're all sat there, sat on a little wall, having the sandwiches. He's just thinking he'll come down in a bit. He's just carrying on.
Is he? Just still going?
Still going on that, right?
Mm.
So the fella says to the boss man, he says, isn't that fella up there going to come down and join us for lunch? He said, like I said, mate, don't worry about him, right? Yeah. So he said, oh, anyway, you've reminded me that he's up there. He said, he's doing a lot of riveting and stuff up there. he probably needs some more nuts to,
Right, sure. And what kind of nuts is that? Is that nuts to food or?
So he said, what, nuts? He said, yeah, just, there's a bag full of them there. Just put them on the hook, send them up, and he can get on with his job. So anyway, he picks these nuts up.
Nuts, right? Yeah.
Just hooks them on. He thinks they're not that heavy. No. Considering, you know, I mean, they're normally pretty heavy, aren't they? Like nuts and bolts and stuff. Yeah. So anyway, he has a little glance in.
Oh, no, what's in there?
Nuts.
What, you mean nuts that you can eat?
Nuts that you can eat. Oh. Right? So they send the bag up, and he's thinking, what's all that about? He checks him out, starts to stare, works it out. You can see that he's a little chimp running about. So he goes, I'm not happy with this.
Why
so
isn't he?
Yeah.
He said, all them
is
out there.
Is the boss sitting in a tyre?
He said, all them lot out there might not be wise to what's going on here. He said, but I've clocked it, and you're sending nuts up to it. It's a monkey, it's not on. So he goes, look, you know, we're just all trying to earn a living here. He said, don't get involved in it. I'm happy to pay you, but I'm paying him. Don't interfere.
He's paying him?
And he's saying, look, I'm just not happy with this. It's not allowed. So the boss was saying, well,
we pay peanuts, we get monkeys.
He said, to be honest, mate, you know, he's a great worker. He's known for doing what he does. He's a good grafter. If one of you's going to go, right, I'm afraid I'll have to let you go because he's been here longer than that.
Yeah. He was made redundant.
None of that happened.
He was laid off.
None of that happened.
He's laid off and that. And that's where that saying about, you know, like there's a lot of tower blocks and that in America. It's like the chimp off the old block is where. So that's monkey news.
Okay. So I highly recommend that you watch the video that you'll find on the page for this episode because you'll see a whole animated version of that story, which should help you follow it, I think, a bit better. It might help you enjoy it a bit more. We're nearly done here, but I know I've just spent like over an hour working on one four-minute clip. I'm now going to play you another clip of another episode, well, another clip of Monkey News. And this one is about how NASA sent a chimpanzee into space. Okay? And so I'm not going to, you know, obviously I could spend another hour on this clip alone, but instead I'm just going to play it to you and just see, let's see if you get it. Well, that's it. According to Carl, NASA sent a monkey into space, but not, they didn't just send the monkey into space, according to Carl, that the monkey actually was the one who flew the spacecraft, the rocket. It was the one that was controlling the rocket. I'm just going to let you listen to this at the end here, and let's see what you think of this. All right, here we go.
Well, now time for one of our regular features, Monkey News.
Do the jingle.
Oh, chimpanzee that, Monkey News.
What we're doing here is, right, is just giving you a bit of monkey news that's gone on, right, where a monkey's been involved in it. Good little story in that.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the one that went into space? The first sort of thing they ever sent up there before man did it and all that. You see,
I know you know that. In fact, there were dogs that they sent up first. Or what is it, Laika? That was the name of the dog. I know that you know that. But anyway, so Carl here is talking about. Don't interrupt the story, Luke. Okay.
Story in that.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the one that went into space? The first sort of thing they ever sent up there. Before man did it and all that. You see, this is what annoys me with it, really. Armstrong gets all the glory, but do you know who went up there before him?
A monkey.
Yeah. And what happened is they taught it what buttons to hit at the time that it needed to hit them, and the way they did this was, like, give it bananas. It was like, hit the red button, and it hit the red button, they'd give it a banana.
Right.
And they go, right, reverse is the green one, hit the green one. And then they do that and go, there's a banana. And then they go, right, hit reverse, and it go, and get a banana. Right. Hit the red, so it was taking commands on, like, headphones.
Right, but how are they giving it the banana?
Is that how you learned to do radio? How were they giving it the banana?
What do you mean? No, this is before it went. You wouldn't just go and put a monkey in it and go, there you go, get on with it. They'd sort of put him in one of them capsules that you get.
Yeah.
And they were on headphones.
I don't believe this happened.
Well, I'm telling you the story now. So the monkey
I don't think they trained it to do anything. I think they sent it up there and he put electrodes coming out of it to see what...
It wasn't any of that. They did a thing like they do. Like they can with animals. If you give something, you know, like a treat, you can teach it how to do it. It's just like a dog, isn't it?
It's called Pavlovian conditioning. However, that was to see if it would salivate or
go over to a particular corner. Yeah. Not if it could control a spacecraft.
Next one up. It's the next one up. As far as the monkey's not sat there going, oh, I'm a bit under pressure here, it's a rocket. All that's knowing is, I'm getting a banana if I hit that button. That's all the monkey's thinking about.
Right? They wouldn't put billions of space
dollars.
But
how can they be sure that it's going to press the button at the right moment?
Because it's got headphones on. It's not like willy-nilly. It's not just like pop it in there.
Willy-nilly, who's that? What's to stop it from just hitting it any old time? Because it's a monkey and it's not a human.
Because he's trained now.
But anyway, he's trained. So he's fully trained, yeah.
So what happened is, anyway...
Oh, this is absolute rubbish.
They pop the monkey in there.
Yeah.
He's got his headphones on. They're going, right, hit the green one. And I think there's something there that a little banana comes out to keep the same...
No, you're making this up.
I'm not, it's the same...
There's no way that they made a spacecraft that had a banana dispenser. Right, there's no way in this world that they made a spacecraft that could go into outer space, right?
So manned by a monkey with
a banana dispenser.
So you're saying that it's easy to send something up to space, but you don't believe there's a little banana machine?
Right, okay, so
it comes to the launch day, monkeys sat in there, everyone's ready, bananas are stocked up and all the rest of it. They go, right, hit the green button. Right, and the rocket goes off and what have you.
No, they would not make the monkey launch the rocket. Carl, you are living in a cartoon world.
So the rocket goes off, right?
This is absolute bollocks!
It's all going well.
It's not going well. There's no way a monkey launched a rocket. There is no way a monkey launched a rocket,
so
you idiot.
It's all going on. So they're going, hit the left button, and it's, and it goes
left. The left button? Right, oh, so well-known spacecraft command. This is Houston. Hit the left button. Oh, brilliant. This is what happened in 513. Hit the left button.
So it goes left. Yeah, it goes left.
So it goes left, and it's going away.
Left! It goes left!
Yeah.
No, the moon! So you're going right!
It goes for the moon, everything's going well.
Right.
They get up there, it does whatever it does. Hit reverse, it comes back. Right? So then...
Honestly, you are brain dead.
So it's
you are one of the most stupid people that I would rather have the monkey drive me home than you.
So the thing is, so it lands back, it does a good job and everything, it gets out, and this is where it turns a bit sad, because after it's done that mission, right, because it happened and it was all safe and everything, the next one would have been to send man.
Right.
So the monkey enjoyed it and it was like, well, I want to do it again, right? But they were like...
So how did they know that? How did they know
just,
he wanted to...
Just the way it looked and what have you, it was like...
Fuck off! Just the way it looked! You are a maniac.
So the thing is, though, right, so after it had done that, it was on such a high, right...
Yeah.
It could never get that high again. There was nothing that it could do.
Went on tour, didn't it?
It did. It sort of ended up killing itself. Because it could never get that buzz that it got.
Right, that was absolute bollocks. None of that is true, except they sent a monkey into space. And I'll check that. Absolute drivel.
So, in your mind, it committed suicide. It went on a crazy bender of drinking drugs and women.
It does happen.
It was found in a motel room.
Oh, God. Okay. I hope you enjoyed that as much as me. So, in summary then, according to Carl, I don't know when this was supposed to have happened, but the NASA trained a monkey before they trained humans to do it, in order to test it all out, to make sure it was all okay. They trained a monkey, a chimpanzee, not even a monkey, a chimp, to fly a spacecraft, to fly the rocket, launch the rocket, fly it, direct the rocket to the moon, land on the moon, and then come home again. And they taught the monkey, the chimp, how to do this using conditioning. So basically, essentially, like training the monkey using bananas. So when the monkey did something right, a banana would be given to the monkey. Monkey, it's not even a monkey, it's an ape. Obviously, complete bollocks. And the funny thing is just listening to Ricky getting so hysterical about it. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go, right? That was it. That's it then. Okay. That's the end of this episode of Luke's English podcast. All right. Hope you enjoyed it. There'll be another one of these like coming along shortly, as long as I can sort of like get myself sorted out and get time to actually do it. Hope you're all getting on all right with this like coronavirus situation. Hope lockdown's not too tough for you. All right. Anyway, look after yourselves, and I'll speak to you on the podcast soon. All right. Okay. Oh, by the way, some of you might be thinking, can I listen to more episodes of Monkey News? And of course you can. In fact, here's some more details. So a full page listing of all instances of Monkey News. Here's some links. Time codes and everything when they appeared in Ricky Gervais podcast. Go to pilkipedia.co.uk. Anyway, check the page for this episode on my website. You'll see a link to a listing of every single instance of Monkey News that ever happened. And there are also several YouTube compilations. I've linked one, which is a compilation of almost all the Monkey News segments from the Ricky Gervais podcast. So if you want to, if you have some time to kill, you could just stick that video on, and you've got over 3 hours of Monkey News to listen to. All of the Monkey News segments back to back. All right, that's it then. All right then. All right, thanks for listening and all that. Okay, have a nice day or night or evening or whatever. And speak to you soon on the podcast, all right? Okay then. All right, cheers everyone. Thanks for listening. Speak to you soon. But for now, goodbye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.